So New York has something really interesting that they're doing right now. Remember you and I were talking about once everybody gets vaccinated, how do you prove you've been vaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those cards, like you can show the card and then show your ID with the card. But then again, you know, there's going to be, you could have those cards made up. There's nothing on them that has like an official seal or something that, Jimmy, they'll be counterfeits of those vaccination cards. New York has this new thing that they're doing now. It's an app. And it's like every face recognition, the whole thing. It's this app that if you have had a recent COVID test and you've tested negative, it's on there. If you've been vaccinated, it's on there. And the reason why they're doing this app is so they can start opening up theaters, museums, movie theaters, Broadway theaters, sports arenas. And you pull up the app and you show that it's, you know, it's obviously you because you got to do the facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows all of your data on there about just about COVID, not like everything about you. It's not like an invasion of your privacy. It's just whether you've been vaccinated or not and how recently you've been tested for COVID and whether you're positive or negative.
Brilliant.
Because I was, you know, it's one thing I was, you and I've been talking about, like, how are they going to open up theaters again? How are they going to open up Broadway again? How are they going to open up, you know, sporting arenas? They're like a quarter full right now. You know, they're not fully. I have a friend that just went to a basketball game, Madison Square Garden, and it was like she and her friend sat and then it was like a million seats and then another person and then a million seats and another person, you know, and that's.
I love that, though. That's awesome because you don't have to sit near people. It's a
well,
great time
that
to
is
go.
True.
What Staples is doing right now, because you get a card once you get vaccinated, once you get both vaccinations, they put it on a card. Staples,
right.
If you take that card into any Staples right now, they'll laminate it for free.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So, but what I did and what the nurse who gave me my second shot said, open up your phone, take a photo of this right now and save it as your favorite. So,
oh, that's a really good idea. I didn't even think of that.
Right. So if somebody asks you, you can just whip out your phone and say, here's my card.
Right. But you know me, I'm always eating. So it's probably a good idea that I get mine laminated when I get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do it for free. So I think that's awesome. Good job for them. So you can take it to Krispy Kreme as soon as you get it laminated.
Get it laminated.
Free,
get, that way you can get Krispy Kreme
donut
all over it. Yeah.
Right.
Wipe it right off.
No, I think that, you know, hats off to them for doing that.
But I mean, so what other alternative? Like, how can you prove that you've been vaccinated so you can come into an arena and sit amongst other people?
Well,
and not.
There's a movie, and I can't remember the name. It's on HBO. HBO Max, but it's about being vaccinated, and the people in the movie had a yellow bracelet on that that you would scan. I think that's a great idea to have a bracelet.
No, it should be like Idiocracy. Not sure.
Yeah. Unscannable. I think it's got to come to that, to where you're wearing a bracelet, because if you walk in to a store now without a mask, you're going to get jumped on.
No, but no one's going to have a I see what you're saying, because an app you can't see, whereas
right.
a bracelet,
then
anyone can look
see.
Over and see you. You know, it's funny you would say that, because the other day I'm walking the dogs and I have, you know, me, I'm out there with double mask, even though I'm outdoors. I'm nuts when it comes to anything germ, which, as you can imagine, like the double mask thing, I was so excited to have a reason to have two masks on. So I'm out there with the dogs and there's this boomer guy. And it's kind of like big guy, and he has no mask on. He's smoking a cigarette. He's got his phone. He's obviously looking for an address. He's like, hey, honey. Hey, honey. So first of all, honey, really? Like, you didn't get the memo that you don't talk to women like that? Like,
it's New York.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, it's New York.
No, it was actually Jersey. He had a Jersey plate on, on his car. But anyway, so he's walking around looking for an address and he's walking around without a mask and he's yelling, hey, honey, like I'm going to respond to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, darling.
I was about to turn around and go, who the F are you calling honey? And put a damn mask on. There's a pandemic. Or have you not heard, asshole? Like
right.
I was going to confront him, but I thought, you know what? He's obviously a moron. He doesn't know where he's going. He's walking around saying to a woman, honey, in 2021, like, what are you going to say next? How come you're not smiling? Like, what am I going to get out of you next, idiot? So I just ignored him. And the look on his face, like, he was like, oh, like, a woman ignored me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking thinking, why does he have a mask on? And I thought, well, he's in his 60s. I'm thinking, you know, he's definitely older. Maybe he's been vaccinated. How would I know if he's been, how do I know if he's a moron or if he's actually been vaccinated?
Right.
Not that he should be without a mask on either way.
But if you had a yellow bracelet,
then I would know that he's an asshole and he's been vaccinated.
Right. So then you can say, yes, darling, once you see that. Okay. So there's a place in the South called QT. And we discussed this before because I go to QT a lot.
Is this the ice cream place?
No, QT is a it's a gas station, but it's a really big gas station. It's like a small Walmart that just happens to have gas pumps.
Got it.
And it's a newfangled type of thing. They have milkshakes and every drink you can think of. And it's like a little adventure
land. 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven on steroids.
Ooh, okay.
So it's probably three times the size of 7-Eleven. And they have their own kitchen there, and their food is amazing. They have macaroni and cheese and pizza and all that. So you go there, and you type in, and you hit send, and they give you your food. So when I walked in there today at 12 o'clock, that's the place that all the workers go, the people that work on roads, the people that, you know, do labor. That's where they all go for lunch, because there's hot dogs rolling on the machines or pizza and all that.
You can get food fast and it's delicious.
Right. And you're in, you're out, you're gone. So there was probably 25 people in the store at one time. Me and another guy were the only two wearing masks. Even the people behind the counters making food weren't wearing a mask.
What?
Yeah, it's done here. People are done.
Yeah.
They're not having it anymore.
So. Yeah.
I mean, it was off-putting today to walk in to see that many people without masks.
Well, serving food without a mask is kind of ugh.
But I mean, one after another. So I was the outsider with the mask on, and I've had two shots.
Right. And you're still wearing it. You're fully vaccinated. You're still wearing a mask.
Right. Because be good for them.
Right.
You know,
yeah. But, well, then you can't go there anymore. That's the thing I don't understand.
Because it's so good.
You can't complain if you're choosing to go there. See, my bigger issue is, like, if you're serving food without a mask during a global pandemic, you're probably not washing your hands after you go to the bathroom either, and that's actually more disturbing. Like, I don't want to eat your poo food. Like, keep your poo food to yourself.
I think you've eaten poo food a lot in your life. You've been eating poo. You've been eating spit food your whole life. I guarantee that.
Well, I've been eating spit food. That's very different. Yeah. I've eaten a lot of spit in my life. But not poo. The poo food is more disturbing than the spit food.
See, you'd be surprised if you're a guy, how many times you go into a bathroom, a public bathroom, and you see guys just walk out.
Right, but that's somebody who's sitting next to me at a table. I could care less. I'm talking about the people serving food. If you're serving food without a mask during a global pandemic, I know you don't wash your hands. I know that being sanitary is not important to you. The hygiene is not important to you.